Melody Green is a Peoria native who worked hard to make her dreams of becoming an attorney come true. Now she's the first black woman to head the juvenile division of the Peoria County State's Attorney's Office. Green recently spoke with WCBU's Tim Shelley about her personal journey and advice for those who might follow in her footsteps.
Honestly, I think I realized I wanted to become an attorney when I was probably too young to know what that really entailed. I can remember sitting on my mom's lap watching sort of the law shows, if you will, Law and Order type of shows and things like that. And I said, you know, I wanted to become a lawyer. I had no idea what that really meant, how hard it would be to get here, and what it means to actually be here once, you know, now that I'm here. When I was a kid, I just saw what I saw on the TV. And so that became my dream. And I really never allowed another option into my mind. It was difficult, though, because I didn't know any attorneys. I didn't know any lawyers. I surely didn't know what they did. I'm first generation college graduate. So I didn't have much of a higher education background or references to go to actually say, you know, I want to become a lawyer, help me, you know, from the time I'm a little kid throughout my, you know, educational career so that I can make it there easily. That was not my story, but I mean, I made it anyway. And I think that's the story that unfortunately a lot of people have to follow. They find their way as they go. And if we all had more resources ahead of time, we would be better off.
What could we do to make that path a little bit easier for somebody who might want to follow in your footsteps someday in terms of, I mean, mentorship opportunities or what might be able to help?
I mean, I definitely think that mentorship should be centered in our approach. And that's something that I say to myself all the time. You know, we get caught up in our own lives and what we have going on. You know, I have 9-year-old twin daughters and, you know, I work a hard job and then come home to them. It's easy to get lost in your own life. But I know now what a mentor would have meant to me at that time. And I'm sure that there were plenty of people who would have been willing. But if you don't know who to reach out to and you don't have those resources, you just don't know who to reach out to and you don't have those resources. So for me, I think mentorship is something that I want to center in who I am and that I would preach centering for other people who have sort of made it to a better position, if you will. I think it's especially important for me because of where I come from, you know, Peoria Public Schools. My daughters go to Peoria Public Schools right now, and I see the need for mentorship within the school district. And so for me, those kids are near and dear to my heart, and those kids are the ones who I want to be able to be there for if they need me. And so, I mean, it's a constant struggle and a battle to do better and do the best that you can and be there for whoever you can. And we're all just really hopefully doing the best that we can. But I think that mentorship is all that we can basically start with.
Her little girl today sitting there watching a law show with her mom who says, I want to do that when I grow up. What do you tell that little girl?
Oh, my. I tell her to buckle up and get ready, but she can do it. She's powerful beyond measure in ways that she does not even know. I tell her to never give up, to keep on plugging away, and to let her know that there will definitely be roadblocks or things that appear as roadblocks, but at the end of the day, they have helped. They will help her become stronger. They will be a part of the things that shape her character. She'll become a well-rounded person. She'll be able to function in every facet of society. And I think, you know, if she sticks to her goals and she's true to herself and to people in general, then she can definitely do it. It won't be easy. And once she makes it there, it will not be easy. It's a constant fight every day. But she'll keep fighting, and that's all she can do.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Melody Green. For more of their conversation, you can go to wcbu.org.